All right. Roman numeral 12, characteristics of earth 2. We're going to have a new creation. Now, the transition over to it will be very interesting. After Christ sets up his kingdom, and we'll be with him, of course, we'll be with him from the rapture, we'll be in heaven for 7 years at least, all the church will in their resurrection bodies. And we'll have the marriage supper of the Lamb, a ceremony. And then we're going to come back to this earth at the end of the 7 year tribulation to be spectators at the Armageddon battle, the last big combat activity between all these and God, who can only he can pull these kind of strings. After 7 years of the devastation of the tribulation, there will still be armies, and he will draw them like a magnet into the Middle East. Now remember, all these people have had 7 years to get their act together. They've got all the evidence you could ever ask for that the Bible's true, God is real, Christ is who the Bible says he is, and all of it. And they've had all this time, this exposure. You know, they've spent all this time, the cosmos, making fun of the Bible, making fun of believers who say, "Oh, you've been saying that," and all the rest of it. They're going to have to eat their words. And when the rapture hits, let them explain that one away. They might make an effort, but it's going to be so pathetic to try to explain the exact nature of the departure of not just living individuals and others left. It's the ones in the graves that'll all be disturbed. We got to disturb the graves too. The evidence that we're taking is, like I've said, all of your non-essential parts that you have on your and things you have on your body will all be left behind in a pile. This is just like Jesus' resurrection. Grave clothes were not strewn about, ripped up, over in a corner, or missing. They were laying right there, like you just pulled his body out of them and undisturbed the wrappings. See, that's kind of evidence an investigator looks at. This isn't supposed to happen. To thwart what God knew people, his enemies, would be saying. Oh, the disciples stole his body. Yeah, and they overcame a Roman contingent. They're still alive. And rolled that big stone away and walked off with him. His frightened, hiding in a room disciples did this. They were psychologically intimidated by everything. Now, so when the rapture occurs, whatever you're wearing and any, you know, extraneous things that's been injected into your body through surgery, hip replacement, well, this is going to be a mess. You know, it's going to be left behind right there in the ground or wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, and visible to anybody that looks at in a crowd of people made up of a bunch of unbelievers. They're going to see it. It's going to they're going to be freaking out. Truly freaking out, because they're going to hear the trumpet. They're going to hear the shout. They're going to hear the trumpet. And if you're near a graveyard, that's another freak out. If you got a believer in your closet that's in an urn in ashes, they're going to pop out of that closet. And you're looking at them. You're looking at your mother or your brother or your whoever. And then you're changed. And then we all go up and meet the Lord in the air. Boom. And with him 7 years. And all these people Let process this. But it's amazing how negative volition will work its way around any evidence, no matter how overwhelming it is, and change their mind, and in this case, believe in Christ, and okay, I'm a believer in the Trib. What do you want? Where do you want me to be, God? You're in the United States. I want you out of there. Exit. Find another country to land in. I don't care if it just. It's the same principle that we apply today. Doing the directive will of God, which I've been attacked for because I'm trying to control you. Yeah, well, I haven't done a real good job, have I? With some people. No offense to you here at all. I'm not trying to control you. I give you all the freedom the Word of God gives you. I'm not gonna run you down and say anything. You should be here and you're not. That's between you and God. I don't have time for that, for one thing. One person whining about, well, I turned down a scholarship, thought I had to go out of Oklahoma City, and I could have had that scholarship and a better job, but I was under the thinking that you had to stick in your right church and you had to make that your priority. Oh, that's, you want scripture? Do you forget stuff so quick? What did James say to those that said, we're just going to leave for a little while? It's an economic hard times here in Israel, especially if you're a Jewish Christian, and all the other factors are going. And I got a chance to go over here to Greece. I don't know, and it's in the shipping business, and I can make some money, and I'll only do it for a little while, and then I'll be back. What did James have to say about that? Well, you go read it for yourself. He's critical of it. You stay in where God puts you, and if they dangle some deal out here for you, and you've got to move to wherever in order to get into this job or to get this promotion, what do? You stick with the real gold, Bible doctrine, and your right pastor in a local church. And that's a cult? No. It's just you lining up with the directive, geographical, and viewpoint wills of God, in which you are making assembly and face-to-face teaching your priority. They don't do this in these other churches, as far as I know. Oh, you're going off to college, you got a big scholarship out east, blah, 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 yay, 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 yay. Oh, you're on the OU football team, yay, 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 yay. We'll have you come back and give your testimony. As if you've got any better witness than anyone else. Because you're a jock and you came out of some kind of thing where these churches prayed these celebrities. What does a lineman who is all whatever world, what has he got to say that the average person in the church could give their testimony? It's all entertainment and mess. I've always said if any of these celebrities, known celebrities, came to this church, they won't. But if they did, they're going to be treated like everyone else. You're just another person that walked in here. I don't care what kind of fame you have out there, and I don't care how much money you've got. I don't care one bit. I've got what you need. And you need Bible doctrine in your soul because you are poor spiritually and you're not equipped, and I'm willing to do it if you'll do your part. And that means, oh, how hard is this? In the Christian life, you have to deny yourself and take up your cross. Deny myself what? Anything that interferes with, as Theme called it, following the colors. You don't go running, jump ship, all the rest of it. Find your right pastor, get under his teaching, and hang in there with it. Well, God moves people around. See, that this is what they use as an excuse. They want to blame God or say God did it. No, you did it. You did it. You took yourself away from the source. The one you thought was so great. Did I deceive you? Did I give you some kind of a drink at the door? No. I was here. You showed up. You don't come back. You don't come back. Somebody said, you teach that doctrine about the earth and you're going to lose your whole church. I didn't lose my whole church. I took a big hit. But they got the same chance all the rest of you got. I am not going to shrink back with regard to a doctrine that I have searched out, researched, and can adequately defend. I can always add new details, new insights. Fine. But the basic model will stand the test of time. That we are on a stationary earth. It's not going anywhere until God is ready to take it out. So, we're with the Lord for the 1,000 years. We get to see the biggest battle of human history. It's all the armies of the earth that are extant, that are all there, and we're going to watch him come down and with a loud military shout turn them to mush. The gory description of it is found in the latter chapters of Zechariah, where their skin melts while they're on their feet, on their face and their eyeballs. Oh, it's real gory. But they get what they've earned. They're trying to stamp out Israel and the interests of God and all the rest of it under this demonic influence. Some of the nations have to be encouraged to come to the Middle East. So the demons will put on a big fire out of heaven show for them. It's in your Bible. And get them all lathered up and ready to go. And the kings of the east will come in there by the tens of millions. God will dry up the Euphrates River so they can get across. They don't have to get any special equipment to march across it. This is one of this river's been there for, and it's going to dry up. I saw in the news it was drying up. I haven't heard any new fresh news if there's been the water source that feeds it, if it's okay. If you see that, let me know. I'm just curious. I guess I could do my own research, right? But if you see anything like that that's of interest, fine. And then we'll be with Christ and rule with him for 1,000 years. I don't want to say completely different, but a wonderful environment for the average human being to live in. It'll be wonderful. In every way. Your kid can have a pet cobra if he wants. They won't put, there's nothing that's there, any danger. World health is off the charts. Longevity is shoved way up there. Anybody dies before they get to 100, they'll think he's under a curse. No warfare. No settling your differences by getting your armies together and attacking each other. You got an issue, you will have issues. You take it to Jesus Christ. And that's the court of arbitration. And you'll live with a decision. Where's our border really? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. 1,000 years ends. 1,000 years is officially over. And the earth has all these unbelievers. Unbelievers. And Satan's left out of his place in hell. And he comes out and he does the same thing he does all the time. Let's convince all these, because you can convince negative volition of a whole lot of junk. So we'll come out and convince them that I found a way out and we can overthrow Christ. And that'll go for however many years. And there'll be a day when they'll all get together. See, that's why I think that the earth will be one continent again. I'm not being dogmatic. I just think it'll be one continent again. I mean, all the mountains go down and all the islands of the sea go down because they're mountaintops. So it really is flat. Even the topography. allowing for hills and, you know, some. But they come on the broad plateau of the earth, and they come towards the New Jerusalem, or the Jerusalem that's refurbished. And fire comes down out of heaven and turns them all to ashes. Then God resurrects all that have yet to have a resurrection body, and that means all unbelievers from Cain through all of the nations and all of history, and he's with us and suspended in air. Then what do we do first? They get to see the earth go down. The footstool wiped out with the stars and everything in it, all of it, in a fiery, noisy event found in 2 Peter. Okay? Then, suspended in the air or in space, they are all judged out of these two books, the Great or the Last Judgment, the Great White Throne, which is the target is unbelievers, where they are demonstrated why they are going to go where they go. Because they did not make the salvation adjustment. And their works were not good enough to get them in the plan of God. And then they're thrown in the lake of fire. And that brings us to where we're at right here. The new earth, we will witness it come into existence. This new earth, and there's questions I will have, you know, about some of the details. So fine. But we're on the right track. That's the point. The city of the crown jewel of the new city is the New Jerusalem. Well, where does it come from? Is it already in heaven? Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you," as if it wasn't prepared yet. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not true, I would have told you. But I'm not playing games with you. There, when you go there, there's a place for you to reside in. Until so, even though you're disembodied spirit, that's all a mystery to me. I think people in heaven have a certain form that encompasses them, that distinguishes them from the next person, and they're not invisible. That don't make any sense. That's their temporary house before they get the body they left behind on earth back. And they know from doctrine in heaven, all of them know, that there's one thing in particular, not the only thing, but there's one thing they want. They want their original body fixed up and they want it back. Because the Bible has promised us. It'll be transformed and everything about it will be perfect. And we will watch the new creation come into existence. Earth 2 and the finale, the New Jerusalem, coming down and settling. It's got to be in the dead center. And how big that real estate is, I don't know. And yes, I have questions based on our doctrine of the eternal state. I have questions. So be it. But not the basic fact. The city is laid out as a square, and its height is as great as its width. That makes it a cube, right? And he measured the city with a rod, 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height are equal. 1,500 miles. Well, that's, you can compute that. What's the distance between here and the West Coast or the East Coast? Get a car and drive it 1,500 miles from one point to point A to point B. That's how large this city will be. You can house a lot of people in that place like that. It's laid out, and it'll be, God is its. Bible says He is its maker. Well, His architect. That's the designer. That's the guy that designs it. And then the builder is the guy that executes the design. God is both the architect and the builder of the New Jerusalem. This city that goes up. Something that is comprehensible to us, mammoth, obviously, beyond any construction that ever existed, but it's that big, 1,500 cube. And you'll have a residence in it. What will you need in your residence? Won't get into that. I don't think you'll need running water, but I don't know. So, God's heavenly throne will be relocated on the new earth. Revelation 21, 1 through 5 and 22, 1 through 3. So, heaven will come down, if you will. And what was the footstool will now be both, will be heaven itself. So, in the New Jerusalem, of course, will be the throne of God. And the luminaries, the lights, the heavenly lights, sun, moon, and stars, we saw in Genesis, will not exist. Instead, God's glory will be a constant light source for the two categories of humanity. First category, those who are in a resurrection body like Christ. Two, those who are brought over from the millennium and do not have a resurrection body like Christ, but will have a natural body that will be fixed up, repaired from what happened at the fall. The leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. I always looked at that, what we need to be healed from. They come over with a sin nature gene and an aging gene. Somebody at the end of the millennium who's 80 years old, then he's brought over and onto the new earth, and they partake of a tea. I'm guessing this is what it is. Leaves are for the healing of the nations. So let's just say it is a tea. They make this elixir. They drink the tea. Their aging gene is neutralized. They're doing lots of research to find out why we age and what we can do to slow it down and extend on. And it's not just some goofy dream of people. It involves science. It's complicated, but involves science. And give people time, enough time, and they can begin to piece it together. Because no one can enter that new Jerusalem, the holy city, if they even have a sin nature. Nothing unclean of any sort can enter. So the people who will pioneer the eternal state civilization, and that blows my mind, they will come over from the millennium. They will get cleaned up. So when they start producing kids, their kids won't have a sin nature. It's like what would have happened in the garden had Eve resisted the temptation. No death gene, aging gene, and no sin nature gene. Because what was ever in that fruit changed their DNA in a negative way. This is going to be reversed. Now, here I see it. A person's over there. They get their sin nature knocked out. No internal temptation of any kind. No bad behavior, even of the most minor sort. And then, when they eat of the fruit of the trees that line the river that comes out from the New Jerusalem, another geological feature, a river will flow out from there. Of the best water you can ever imagine. And anyone who eats the fruit from the tree negates their aging gene. You could enter the city an old person. That's not a sin. It's not a sin to be old. Sin got us there. It is not a sin to be old. So that gets eradicated by two things. You remember that in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were expelled from their original home, kicked out? Not politely either. They were driven out. A guard was put around that garden. Nobody could get in there. Why? Because a sinner could get in there with a sin nature and eat of that fruit and get rid of the aging gene. And that's been the whole quest in human history, you know, the fountain of immortality, the blah, blah, blah. And I'll bet you a bunch of dummies tried to get past the angelic guard. They're just that stupid. Hey, we can do it. You get over here, blah, 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 blah. And there was probably some bones out there where these dummies tried to overcome these two angels with flaming swords. God could have just eliminated the tree in the garden, but he didn't. He let it be overgrown. The tree stood until the flood. See, this ties the ends together. It looks like from the book of Genesis that God failed in the sense that he couldn't keep, he didn't have a pure race, and on we went. But he works it out at the end. You get the best of both worlds. The nations of the earth during the eternal state will bring their glory into the new Jerusalem. The loose end for me is, are people just going to populate forever? I know how we're going to keep track of time. When you don't have the sun and moon and the earth and all that, and we have a built-in clock and we can figure out the time, we're going to keep a record. And every so often, every month to be exact, every 30-day month, those trees will produce a different fruit. And they'll be able to calculate it based on that. You read it in Revelation. It's like, whoa. Unexpected. There it is. There will be no oceans. I'll throw that in. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. And there is no ocean. It's all land. There's a river that comes out of the New Jerusalem with endless water. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us in Christ's name. Amen.